Don't be silly, he thought. You're just looking for excuses. You know that it's impossible for an Allomancer to gain new powers. You won't find any examples because there aren't any. He didn't need to look through his metal mines. He had set those aside for a very good reason. He could not be a keeper, could not share the knowledge he'd collected, until he could sort the truth from the lies. I've let myself get distracted lately, he thought with determination, rising from his place and leaving the others behind. He walked over to his room in the cache, with the sheets hung there cutting off his view of the others. Sitting on the table was his portfolio. In the corner, next to a shelf full of cans, sat his sack full of metal mines. No, Sazed thought. I made a promise to myself. I will keep it. I will not allow myself to become a hypocrite simply because some new religion appears and waves at me. I will be strong. He sat down at the table, opening his portfolio, taking out the next sheet in the line. It listed the tenets of the Nalazan people, who had worshipped the god Trell. Sazed had always been partial to this religion because of its focus on learning and study of mathematics and the heavens. He'd saved it for near the end, but had done so more out of worry than anything else. He'd wanted to put off what he'd known would happen. Sure enough, as he read about the religion, he saw the holes in its doctrines. True, the Nalazan had known a great deal about astronomy, but their teachings on the afterlife were sketchy, almost whimsical. Their doctrine was purposefully vague, they'd taught, allowing all men to discover truth for themselves. Reading this, however, left Sazed frustrated. What good was a religion without answers? Why believe in something if the response to half of his questions was, "Ask Trell and he will answer"? He didn't dismiss the religion immediately. He forced himself to put it aside, acknowledging to himself that he wasn't in the right mood for studying. He didn't feel like he was in the mood for much, actually. What if Spook really has become Mistborn, he wondered, mind getting drawn back to the previous conversation. It seemed impossible. Yet a lot of things they thought they'd known about Allomancy, such as the existence of only 10 metals, had turned out to be falsehoods taught by the Lord Ruler to hide some powerful secrets. Perhaps it was possible for an Allomancer to spontaneously manifest new powers. Or perhaps there was a more mundane reason Spook had managed such a long fall. It could be related to the thing that made Spook's eyes so sensitive. Drugs, perhaps? Either way, Sazed's worry about what was happening kept him from being able to focus on studying the Nalazan religion as he should. He kept getting the feeling that something very important was occurring, and Spook was at the center of it. Where was that boy?
I know why you're sad, Spook said.
Beldra turned, shock showing on her face. She didn't see him at first. He must have been too deep in the misty shadows. It was growing hard for him to tell. He stepped forward, moving across the plot of land that had once been a garden outside the citizen's home.
I figured it out, Spook said. At first I thought that sadness had to do with this garden. It must have been beautiful once. You would have seen it in its fullness, before your brother ordered all gardens plowed under. You were related to nobility, and probably lived in their society.
She looked surprised at this.
Yes, I know, Spook said. Your brother is an Allomancer. He's a coin shot. I felt his pushes that day at Market Pit.
She remained silent, more beautiful herself than the garden could ever have been, though she did take a step backward as her eyes finally found him in the mists.
Eventually, Spook continued, I decided that I must be wrong. Nobody mourns so much for a simple garden, no matter how lovely. After that, I thought the sadness in your eyes must come from being forbidden to take part in your brother's councils. He always sends you out, into the garden, when he meets with his most important officials. I know what it's like to feel useless and excluded among important people.
He took another step forward. The rough earth lay torn beneath his feet, covered by an inch of ash, the dreary remnants of what had once been fertile ground. To his right stood the lone shrub that Beldra often came to gaze at. He didn't look toward it.
He kept his eyes on her. I was wrong, he said. Being forbidden your brother's conferences would lead to frustration, but not such pain, not such regret. I know that sorrow now. I killed for the first time this afternoon. I helped overthrow empires, then helped build them anew. And I'd never killed a man. Not until today. He stopped, then looked into her eyes. Yes, I know that sorrow. What I'm trying to figure out is why you feel it. She turned away.
You shouldn't be here, she said. There are guards watching.
No, Spook said. Not anymore. Quellian sent too many men into the city. He's afraid that he'll suffer a revolution like happened in Luthadel, like he himself inspired here when he seized power. He's right to be afraid, but he was wrong to leave his own palace so poorly guarded.
Kill him, Kelsier whispered. Quellian is inside. This is the perfect chance. He deserves it, you know he does.
No, Spook thought. Not today. Not in front of her. Beldra glanced back at him, her eyes growing hard.
Why have you come? To taunt me?
To tell you that I understand, Spook said.
How can you say that? She said. You don't understand me. You don't know me.
I think I do, Spook said. I saw your eyes today when you watched those people being marched to their deaths. You feel guilty. Guilty for your brother's murders. You sorrow because you feel you should be able to stop him. He took a step forward. You can't, Beldra. He's been corrupted by his power. He might once have been a good man, but no longer. Do you realize what he's doing? Your brother is murdering people simply to get allomancers. He captures them, then threatens to kill their families unless they do as he asks. Are those the actions of a good man?
You are a simplistic fool,
Beldra whispered, though she wouldn't meet his eyes. I know, Spook said. What are a few deaths when it comes to securing the stability of a kingdom? He paused, then shook his head. He's killing children, Beldra. And he's doing it simply to cover up the fact that he's gathering allomancers. Beldra was silent for a moment.
Go, she finally said.
I want you to come with me. She looked up. I'm going to overthrow your brother, Spook said.